Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Every year since 1910, the National Aeronautics Association has awarded the Collier Trophy for the greatest achievement in aeronautics or astronautics in America. Over the years, the list of winners has reflected the changes in technology and recognized many of the most significant events. Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Jonathan Gaffney, the president of NAA, about this year's nominees, which were recently announced. I'd like to start out with is if you could give us sort of a history of, you know, put it in context, what is the Collier Trophy all about?
Absolutely. The Collier Trophy, which we kind of unofficially call the greatest award in aviation, is one of the oldest. It's the oldest aviation award in the United States. We actually award it for the 100th time last year. It goes back to 1905, really since the beginning of powered flight. It really is the, in terms of awards, it really is the benchmark of accomplishment in aviation and aerospace in America. If you go down, Mary, if you go down the list of former Collier recipients, if you don't have one, I can send one to you. It's really kind of a who's who of people and projects and accomplishments, which just aren't important to aviation history in the United States. It's really just to history in general. I mean, Charles Lindbergh and Apollo 11 and some of the 747 was a Collier recipient. But it really kind of touches upon some of the incredible advancements in aviation, in technology, in science. It's really a remarkable award. The funny thing is it really was such an important award and a trophy. Is that for many years the President of the United States used to give it out. I've got many, many black and white photos of Calvin Coolidge and President Roosevelt and Dwight Eisenhower, and many presidents would actually award the Collier because, you know, aviation aerospace was truly, still is, a truly remarkable kind of U.S. industry, and the advancements in it meant so many things to our country and to our, you know, sense of national pride and accomplishment. So really, Collier really is we call it the greatest award in aviation, and it really truly is. Has a great history and a great track record of accomplishments that are associated with it.
Okay, and I was wondering also, I know you just have a few, usually it's only, this year it's only four nominees, sometimes it's a little bit more. What's the process for selecting those nominees?
Well, we assembled a group of 30 distinguished aerospace people from across the United States to really sit and select a winner. And the process is really pretty interesting. You have presentations that last for, we have very strict rules, so everyone's kind of playing by the same rules. There's a kind of an oral and a visual presentation in front of 30 people, so it's not done kind of over the internet or by mail. It's, so you have to be there to do a presentation, and then there's probably another 10-15 minutes for questions and answers. And this is my fifth year doing this, and I tell you, some of the questions really, really get down deep into the value, the technology, the success, the future of all the nominations. So it's really a very exhaustive process to pick a recipient, and we do it with, like I said, we do it with 30 people come from throughout really industry, people associated with NAA, people who are not associated with NAA, really reflect all walks of the aviation and aerospace community in the United States.
So can just anybody, like, could I say, you know, this is a certain project I'm working on, I can come up with a proposal and come nominate it?
Absolutely, yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, if you look at the history of nominations, and I can send them to you, Mary, if you'd like, for my 5 years here, they really cover the entire gamut. It's amazing. I mean, it could be very brand new technology or success with a specific technology, or it could be a full-blown completion of a project like the Boeing 787, which we'll see this year. So it really varies. And what's interesting about the history of the Collier is if you look into it, sometimes relatively obscure things kind of come out of the Collier selection, which are really brand new. I mean, even the Globe, GPS, the commercialization of GPS was up probably 25 years ago. And if you talk to people back then, they really weren't sure what this meant, but they knew it was great technology. Of course, now it's in your wristwatch. So Collier isn't just for the visible things, the things that are done, but sometimes it goes towards projects and ideas and concepts. So it really kind of covers the gamut of advancement in aviation and aerospace.
Well, I did have a question about that because on your website where it talks about what the trophy is awarded for, one of the criteria is that the value of it has been thoroughly demonstrated by actual use.
And the preceding year, that's correct, yep.
Yeah, but some of the nominees, I mean, like the helicopter that just flew the human-powered helicopter,
Yep.
I don't know, how do those criteria fit those kind of projects?
Well, the helicopter, the great example, the Chimera project from the University of Maryland, they flew a record. They flew a human-powered helicopter set a new world record. That's something, that's a specific accomplishment that happened in 2011.
Okay.
So it doesn't have to necessarily be, that's a proven, that is, I paraphrase a different way. That was a concept that was proven through a record flight last year.
Oh, I see. So by thoroughly demonstrated, it doesn't mean that, you know, they're actually flying this thing in practical use every day. It means
that's
that they've
exactly
actually
right.
broken a record or set some kind of a record.
That's right. They used it. They demonstrated something with it. Yep.
Okay.
And by the way, if you're familiar with that, was a wonderful project. It really was.
Yeah, so that's what I would like to talk about next is if you could talk a little bit about this year's nominees. There's only four of them, and maybe you could give us a little bit of your insight or your response to them.
Oh, sure. Actually, it's very important. My role in the process is very important. I'm the president of NAA. I'm essentially kind of like the director of the committee. I don't vote. I don't lobby for votes. I don't pick selection committee members. My job really is on the outside, looking really across the country for nominations, for working with each nominee to make sure they're prepared to answer their questions, to really coach them along in their presentation. I mean, a lot of these, it is a very intense process, and for some companies and people, it's kind of a nerve-wracking process. So my job is to kind of facilitate all the nominations. The selection committee has the information, and then they do their thing. I'm not part of the selection process per se. So I'll be careful to kind of comment on each one because I don't want to, that's not my role. And that's for the selection committee to determine whether it kind of meets the criteria. But to answer your question, actually we had four different nominations, and actually even allow me just to digress for a moment. If you look at what we've had in the past 4 or 5 years, it really covers the entire gamut. This year we had four, and each one of them really demonstrates a different thing. The human powered helicopter obviously was a great accomplishment by a bunch of college students to actually set a world record for a human powered helicopter. That's really exciting. And actually, on that note, back in 19, I don't have the date, Mary, in front of me, but back in 1980 something, the Collier went to a gentleman named Dr. Paul McCready, who designed the Gossamer Albatross, and a gentleman named Brian Allen, who peddled this airplane across the English Channel. So the human-powered helicopter kind of is very consistent with that part of the Collier, which is really a remarkable advancement, no matter how significantly small it could be. So the human-powered helicopter actually follows in the footsteps of another human-powered machine, which won a Collier probably 25 years ago. I'll get you that date, Mary, too. And then you have the electric airplane, and it's where Penn State was working with a developer on I don't want to get too much far into their presentation, into the work that they did to develop this first tube-engine electronic airplane. Again, a real advancement. And actually, Mary, that's an example of something that may really carry on into other parts of our industry. Of course, then you have the C-5M, which the Air Force has put forward. Now, it's interesting. Lockheed Martin nominated the C-5M 2 years ago, I believe, because truly it was a really remarkable aviation project. The Air Force, though, has taken that same plane, and they're nominating it for a whole different reason, and that's for its use in its performance last year. So it's a great nomination, kind of the use of the plane, not just the reconstruction of a C-5 the Lockheed put in. Now the Air Force is putting for actually what it actually did in use, which is actually an interesting and exciting way of putting something forward for a Collier. Of course, the final nomination, of course, is Boeing 787. That's pretty self-explanatory. So those four kind of cover different areas of what a Collier could be. And it'll be up to the selection committee, forgive me, to actually sit down and ask questions and really determine which one truly has demonstrated all its, the Collier criteria for last year.
Okay, and then the decision will be announced when?
What we do is we actually have a selection committee. All the votes are by secret ballot, so it really kind of allows a certain amount of people to kind of really do what they think is best. And then we'll actually hold the announcement, even from the selection committee, until the following day, which is the 13th of March. We have actually Spring Awards luncheon where we actually do a couple things. We announce the most memorable record holders of the previous year. We're going to award our Stinson Trophy this year and finally we'll announce the winner of the Collier Trophy.
Okay, well, thanks for your...
Thank you, Mary.
Yeah, thanks for your time today.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.